Well, this is our first time meeting him. We've talked to him several times. Attorney General William Tong. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
First, we have to play Getting to Know You.
Okay.
We're just meeting.
Right.
It's like we're on a first date.
Right, exactly.
We're kind of
right.
hanging out.
I hope it's not like a first date.
What do you want to eat?
Huh? Why? What do you normally do on a first date?
Those go very well, normally.
Yeah.
What were your first dates like?
Awkward.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to impress with the food.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
kind of a thing. And that
what kind of food?
I'm a big Asian food kind of guy.
Cool.
If you watch my Facebook Tong tasting feed.
You know, I don't follow that one. I follow the Attorney General.
Come on. Yeah, it's on there.
Oh.
It's on there.
All right. Phil, you want to look up a video here?
Okay.
Is it we're watching you eat, or are you talking about
yeah,
the food?
So because I have to crisscross the state for work and I get hungry.
Oh.
So we stop in at restaurants. So it's not always Asian.
That's
food.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also a sucker for like drive in and hot dog and hamburger.
Exactly.
Seasons.
Right. Fun food.
Well,
easy, quick.
Yeah. Easy, quick. A quick 5 pounds these days. As you get older, it doesn't come
you know,
off.
You go
easy.
To these fairs and these events with the buffets and stuff.
You're, right. You gotta pick
has that
choose.
Been a problem for you since you've been eating?
It is a problem. I'm not good at a buffet. Usually if
oh,
there's
that's
like
when you're naughty.
Yeah, well there's like shrimp cocktail or something.
Exactly.
I go back one too many times.
Exactly, right.
Shrimp cocktail?
Shrimp
that's
cocktail.
Where you're
oh, yeah.
naughty?
Oh, man.
I love shrimp cocktail.
Oh yeah.
I love shrimp cocktail.
Right. Cocktail sauce is perfect.
You could
well,
fill up on that.
I know that AJ, I did a little research, I did my homework.
Uh-oh.
I know he likes a porterhouse and a lobster tail.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So,
yes, I do. Did you bring any?
At what, 7:15 in the morning?
I don't care. It could be last night.
Oh, trust me. We'll
some
eat
buffet.
It.
So I grew up in a Chinese restaurant. So restaurants mean something to me.
Oh,
and,
cool.
and actually, people, obviously, if you get around the state, restaurants are really suffering right now.
Yeah.
People are having a tough time. And,
true.
And that, you know, I see my family in that. And I see myself.
Are
sometimes.
They still in the restaurant business?
No, they got out of it when I was in high school. That's a really tough business to stay in. For.
You're married to it.
Yeah, you're there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's
seven
it.
Days.
That's your life.
Yep.
Well,
hours.
And I worked side by side with my parents when I was a kid starting sixth grade, seventh grade. You know, I did nights and weekends. I remember my friends went to a Duran Duran concert at the Civic Center when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I was so pissed that I couldn't go.
Oh, they right. were so hot then.
Right.
Like
and I had to
like
go work.
The Beatles.
I had to sell egg rolls while my friends were at the Duran Duran concert,
yeah.
which you can tell I'm not over it yet.
No, you're not.
The therapy eventually will be gone.
The only thing that makes it a little bit easier is that there wasn't social media, so you weren't going through your phone at work like, oh, this is the worst.
Right, right.
But a great egg roll is wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, dear.
A great egg roll is sublime, but
it
not
is.
When your friends are out on a Friday night and you're slinging egg rolls.
I should have switched places.
You're at Duran Duran.
You go to Duran Duran. I make my food.
And you're having there's a picture of you having an egg roll.
Right.
He was probably there.
Right.
He was probably there.
There were 50 egg rolls here. You only stole 25. The rest are missing. What happened? I don't know.
So your first dates were awkward. You bring them out to food. And then what would you talk about? Let's act like, hold on. Let me get some background.
I am not the chick. I am not playing her.
Background. I need background page.
Always into
this is a new role play. Kind
isn't
of
it?
Thing,
it
right?
Is.
I hope my wife's not listening.
Oh, no, we told her not to.
Okay.
We said
this
don't
is
listen.
Good. Okay.
That's a
is this like a... A restaurant here?
Yeah, you're out to dinner now.
It's a busy place.
You're on a first date with Ashley.
Hello.
Hey, Ashley, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for taking me. This is so nice. What a nice place.
So do you go out often? Do you like, what kind of music do you like?
I really like Duran Duran.
Yeah, I do too, but I never get to go to a concert because I have to sell Chinese food.
I can see why you don't like first dates.
See? See how badly
it became a therapy session.
See how badly that went?
She's like, check, please. We didn't order anything.
Not,
I don't care.
I'm not getting Ashley's number after this.
I'm going to go.
Right.
I just have this call. I have to take it out.
Yeah, look what time it is.
I hate when they went to the bathroom and never came back.
So Attorney General William Tong's in the studio. Duran Duran, one of your favorite bands back in the day?
Back in the day, my first record, it was a record.
Yeah,
was
you don't look old enough for that.
Actual
you look
vinyl.
Like you'd be cassette or
no,
CD.
No, record.
Really?
Pyromania.
Wow. Nice.
Def Leppard.
Nice.
Def oh, really?
Leopard. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Photograph.
Right.
Foolin'.
Yeah. All the good stuff.
All the good stuff.
I'm very impressed.
Well, you know.
Remember during the debate between Bob Stefanowski and Ed Lamont?
Oh, here
somebody,
we go.
Somebody asked Bob Stefanowski what his favorite song was, and he said, "Happy Birthday."
Oh, yeah.
By Def Leppard? Like the Def Leppard version? No.
No.
No, just
happy anybody birthday. Saying happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Ned's always wearing like Grateful Dead paraphernalia.
He's definitely a deadhead.
If you pay attention, right?
He is definitely the guy that would be out in the parking lot dancing in circles.
Walk past office around 420. Look at
that. Yeah.
I smell something.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Rock, rock till you drop.
Yep.
He's good. All right. He's real.
Legit.
You have earned the right to actually wear a Def Leppard shirt.
It's legit. Yes.
And by the way,
can you get me one? I got to get one.
If I get you one for the toy drive, will you put it on over your...
He said yes.
Yes, but I won't wear a hat.
No hat.
Okay, no hat.
Your hair
no,
is hat's too good perfect. For a hat.
Yeah, yeah, you don't Attorney General can't wear a hat.
Yeah, no, 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 no.
Oh, really? Is there a rule?
You know, like, you know, the Michael Dukakis helmet thing on
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a career
that
killer.
That bouffant.
Yeah. That was. Yeah. Yeah. That was. Well, he was in a tank. With
he
wheels.
Was in the,
he was in a
I'm
tank with wheels
in a
on
tank.
Yeah, but then he had a helmet head. It's the worst.
Yeah, at that time, it was Jump, 1984, Van Halen.
Van Halen.
Right? That was big. The first Motley Crue album was big in that period.
Man, you are talking
too
our
fast
wheelhouse.
For love, yep.
Well, this is, I remember that as a kid. Nowadays, the only music I get is what my teenagers listen to.
Oh.
And what is that?
No one's quite sure.
Is that like Taylor Swift and Drake? Yeah.
So this
He's
is
making pain faces right
now. Here's the embarrassing thing. The other night, we were out getting bubble tea. I took my daughter out for bubble tea.
Oh, I love bubble tea.
Right?
Bubble yeah, that's
right?
awesome.
So, I was like, is that a band?
No. You drink it. So you drink it. It's awesome.
It's tea with bubbles.
Right.
It's
awesome.
Bubble tea.
Ashley knows.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Ashley, can we go out for bubble tea?
Can sure. Can we
again?
Listen to Duran Duran while we do it?
You're back out now. You're having bubble tea.
So we're having bubble tea.
Right.
And a song comes on, and I start, you know, bobbing my head, and the person behind the counter starts bobbing her head. And I said, is this Megan Thee Stallion?
Oh, no.
Oh, no,
three?
That's wrong.
And my daughter goes, no, Ba, it's Megan Thee Stallion. You're so embarrassing.
Drink your bubble tea I paid for.
Drink your bubble tea in Stanford with my 15-year-old. That's what it's come
hey,
to.
Choking your bubble tea.
This is the worst.
To be fair to you, she doesn't spell the right way.
It's
There's
the.
An extra
yeah.
E.
Yeah, yeah, right? Like Megan Thee right. Stallion, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I thought it was D.
So I thought no it was idea. Three.
Right.
Right. right.
They do this to confuse the parents.
They do. They do.
Right. And it worked on you.
And bubble tea, first time I had that. The bubble went down my throat. I'm like, what the hell was that? So, I totally freaked out.
So now I'm going to be wearing a Def Leppard shirt with having bubble tea in a tank.
Nice.
That's where this is headed.
Yeah. No, but you will be Friday the 10th standing on a stage with the governor and
Uh-oh.
Senator Blumenthal while wearing a Def Leppard t-shirt over your
So long as the time. Governor does not dance.
Just give him the Union Jack one.
Hold it. Hold it. Now now we have something here, right? We get a tie-dyed shirt for the governor.
Right.
We get a Def Leppard shirt
under
for
a
you.
Suit. Yeah.
And Senator Blumenthal, I don't know. I think he sleeps in that suit.
I think he does. I only saw him one time wearing something totally different. That was one of the penguin plunges. He had some kind of t-shirt with the sleeves cut off and shorts. It totally did not look like
well,
him at all.
Because he's a swimmer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, he's in tip-top shape.
He is in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he stood sideways. I couldn't see him anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, where'd he go?
He once dressed up as a clown when we went to their children's
yes,
hospital.
Yes.
He did that for us.
We didn't ask him to. We just
oh, yeah.
It
made big-time picture on the front page of the New Haven Register.
Oh, yeah.
I will get that for you so you can have fun with
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yep, he did.
Bloomy the clown.
Yep.
That's right. It was Bloomy
It's like Joe
the
Pesci.
Clown.
What am I, a clown?
What am I, a clown?
Do I amuse you?
Yeah. Give you enjoyment.
You know, so you'll be at the toy drive around 9:20.
Okay.
And I think your people
Peter.
Arranged it.
Peter. Right here.
Hey, Peter.
Hey,
Peter.
Thanks for helping us with this.
The man behind the glass.
My concern was if Senator Blumenthal is near a microphone, and I love him, but you might not get a chance to talk.
We'll shut that mic off.
He's the OG Attorney General, so I'm used to it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah
I have
yeah.
to defer.
Right. Right.
Dick's 20 years in the job, and yeah. I got a lot of catching up.
Is there any chance we can get you to sing a part of a Def Leppard song at the toy drive?
You know, I'm not much of a singer. Man. I could probably mouth the words.
Oh, okay. You lip sync.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
I could lip sync the fooling thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Kind of Milli Vanilli. Yep.
Yeah. I like that. If we we'll set we'll put it up on our auction page.
Nice.
And if someone donates a certain amount to the toy drive,
I will karaoke with them or something like that.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a shtick actually, and maybe we should do that for charity sometime.
Okay.
So I cook Chinese food because I grew up in a Chinese restaurant.
Sold.
I need no more details.
I love
so
food.
Ashley's back on now. Right?
Yeah. You are food? Did you say food?
Yeah, here's her number now.
You're back at the table.
And, well, now it's me behind the counter fixing the food.
Right,
Ashley.
Right.
So I have this thing where I wrap dumplings. And actually, I wrap dumplings for a group called Connecticut Against Gun Violence. And Senator Blumenthal, for like 45 seconds, participated in the dumpling wrapping with me.
Oh, I want to see that video.
Oh, yeah. So we should do something like that.
Oh, dumplings were awesome.
Okay. Dumplings, egg rolls.
Yeah.
Although you need a deep fat.
Well, we now have
that.
A game for the three of you. Who can roll the dumplings fastest?
Yes!
It's called roll the dumpling.
We're not going to tell them, though.
No. There's a lot of euphemisms, I think, here. Roll the
dumpling. Hold on. I'm on Amazon right now. Ordering a Def Leppard t-shirt for the Attorney General.
Large.
Nice.
Large.
Well, you know why you need large? Because you're in good shape. You need a large because it's going to go over your shirt and tie.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe
now you getting the Pyromania cover or just like Def Leppard or the Union Jack type?
I don't know. I'll have to look.
Yeah. See here.
It's got to be one of the older ones.
Yeah.
You know, not some of the more.
Yeah, you want legit.
You want old school.
Yeah, definitely.
Authentic.
Not the over 60 Def Leppard.
We're the same age as the band.
Are they still around? They're still touring,
right? Oh, yeah.
Yes. So they were supposed to do a tour in 2020. It was going to be some of your favorites, Joan Jett, Poison, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
With Vince Neil.
Yes.
When he's on stage, yes. When he's dotting off the stage.
Happened, right? Like a month ago.
Vince was here a month. There you go.
Yeah, he fell off stage.
Yeah, Vince has been testing gravity lately. He's been working, too.
Have you seen him? He's not in great shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in us shape.
It's sad. I want to see him come
Axel,
back.
Too, right? Axel's gotten kind of big.
Well, Axel thinned back out again. He was tri-Axel for a while. Now he's smaller. Yeah, he's smaller now.
He thinned down.
Yeah, he did.
You got to pay more at the toll booth.
Pretty much. We got stuck, actually.
I think. All right. Which one of these? It's got to be black. It can't be white.
Yeah, no, it's got to be. Yeah, legit.
Yeah, the top one is the classic.
The top.
Right, there you go. Boom. We have a winner.
All right.
With the building. I don't know what.
Yeah, the Pyromania one. The album cover. Yeah.
Okay.
With the crosshairs and the explosion.
You know what kids don't realize? I once heard Joe Elliott giving an interview. I think I saw it actually on MTV. And to put it in perspective, he said, "We were second only to Michael Jackson."
Yeah.
That's how big they were.
Yeah, they're huge.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Because Michael Jackson was everything.
Yeah.
Right? And
I'll have your t-shirt Monday by the way.
I mean,
Friday we're good.
That video played over and over again. It was like the number one video on MTV for a while.
Wow. Can you imagine?
It was nothing but a Def Leppard, usually.
So we know that you didn't get to the Duran Duran concert, but what was your first concert?
Yeah. When you actually got to.
Oh, boy. I think, technically, my first concert, I took my sister to see.
Okay. Maybe it's cool.
Okay. We don't know.
Is it Backstreet Boys?
We don't know yet.
Yeah, okay.
We don't know yet.
Backstreet Boys.
We don't know yet.
No. Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation, Hartford Civic Center.
That's pretty
cool. That was with my sister.
Right.
Okay.
I gotcha.
How about your first solo one?
I think the first sort of date kind of concert I went to, I think, was Sting.
Oh, wow.
At Lake Compounds.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Okay. Sting.
Oh, yeah.
All that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. That's romantic.
Yep.
Was that a first date?
It was kind of a date.
Yeah.
Right, well,
I remember winning
a dinner talk.
Yeah, no, I remember winning a teddy bear at one of the games.
Okay.
And giving it to her. Nothing.
Oh, that's nice.
Nothing
this is like
else
right out
happened
of an
80s,
though. This is out of an 80s movie.
It is.
Yeah. You guys are going through the fair, the carnival.
And later on, he stood in front of a lawn with a boombox playing a music.
No. I might have done that too, and it didn't work.
Yeah, he dropped the radio.
Do you remember anything from that concert? Not really.
The teddy bear.
The nothing happening after the concert. I remember that.
Yeah. Good night.
Yeah. Good night. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, that was expensive.
Right. You got stung, all right.
I made a lot of egg rolls for this night. Right.
I should have went to work.
Once in a while, you know, I bring her up on Facebook. Right. Where is she now?
Where is she now?
She better be larger.
Yeah. How did you meet your current wife?
In law school.
Nice.
Oh, wow. All right. Good.
Yeah. Someone.
Another smart one.
Well, she's much more successful than her husband.
Oh, really?
Is that right?
Nothing wrong with that.
Someone's got to pay the mortgage.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, right.
He likes being kept. Yes, exactly.
You public servants don't make a lot of money.
It hasn't changed. The attorney general's salary hasn't changed in like 25 years.
Oh my God.
I don't like here.
But I get to hang out with you guys and have a fake date with Ashley.
And get free t-shirts.
And
free t-shirts.
And get shut out by Ashley.
So you don't get 3% every year?
No.
There's nothing built in like that?
No.
That seems wild.
It's a tremendous honor to be the state's attorney general, but you're not going to get rich doing it.
Right.
Wow, right. You have a lot in common.
So what does she do?
She works.
It's been an honor being on the show.
Believe it or not, for the world's largest liquor and spirits company, Diageo.
I know people even more now.
I know.
Diageo.
Seriously.
This guy's Def Leppard. She's like dealing with booze.
Right. They have the cool house in the neighborhood.
I'm waiting for the Tong picnic.
Lots of booze.
He could buy the tickets to the concert, and she could deal with all the pregame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Materials, right?
Yeah.
Given how much booze
the team
they push out, I don't know if you're making it to the game. I mean, there's a lot of booze.
Really?
I've seen those people in the parking
lot. They get past the front door.
They're not going to remember anything from this concert.
Yep. Those are the ones you step over later on.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. So they're big into tequila now. They own Casamigos. So they have Don Julio.
Oh.
And then they have a lot of vodkas. So, you know.
Gregory was here.
Sorry, am I supposed to? Can I say that?
Yes, sure.
All right.
Works for me.
You're talking my language here.
Seriously,
Kettle's their vodka.
My liver just applauded. Hey.
Kettle One and Ciroc.
If you ever have a tasting party at your house, please invite us.
We'll add that to the dumpling party.
Yeah. Dumplings and tequila.
Right.
Yes.
See that? Tongs.
Dumplings and margaritas.
That sounds like a morning show.
I bet the governor would be happy to participate in that.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
You can use a good stiff belt.
Well, we will see you at the toy drive on the 10th.
Yes.
This was a blast getting to know you.
Oh, I know. Yeah. He's totally cool. Yeah.
Yeah. When I saw you in those campaign commercials, I was afraid because you looked mean.
Like,
not mean. Serious. Like
serious.
You had things on your mind.
Right. Right.
I'm gonna put
this guy seems tough.
Like when I leave here, I'll put the war paint on.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
You
know.
Hey, that's good.
He's off duty right now.
We want someone to fight for us.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
But great to see you. Let's have you come in on a regular basis.
Happy to. The tribe
can call in problems and you could solve them.
Awesome.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks so much.
All right. We'll see you on the 10th.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.